This is KAYTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Father, we honor, glorify, and worship your name. For your name is above all names. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned, declared, and decreed this very day all that we will do and all that we will say. So now, Heavenly Father, we glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord God, for the culmination of yet another year as we fastly approach it. But we glorify you, Heavenly Father, for what we will experience in the future. For you, Heavenly Father, know our steps, for they are ordered by you. And because of that, we are grateful. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your mountain, that we pray on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with the Spirit anew. You've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for our sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to brothers, sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching us by internet, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I changed the scripture. 2 Chronicles, the 12th verse. The seventh chapter and the 12th verse, verses 12 through about 14. 2 Chronicles 12 through 14. When you found it, say amen. Where we find these words, which are recorded, and we have it on our screen. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayers and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifices. If I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic our mission and God's great expectation. Our ministries and God's great expectation. I wrestle with the concept because whenever God desires to say something, it makes us work at the delivery and the things that he would have us to say. He first must move self out of the way so that he can allow the power of the Holy Spirit to embrace within us the thing that he has sanctioned, declared, and decreed. And then when we move out of the way, then he can give us what he have for us to share. I wrestled with it because I thought about the Great Commission, and the Great Commission had to do with the Christ coming and leaving and returning back to heaven and giving the disciples a command, or it could be interpreted as a farewell address regarding the things that we as individuals must embrace and do as we are here in the ministries, in the church, in the future, and in the present. And so the Lord says, I need you to talk parenthetically from this particular scriptures in the Old Testament because it have ramification and it has more to do with what we are experiencing today and now in these particular days and time. So he said, 2 Chronicles 7 is applicable or present or contemporary to where we are today. And so he said, if my people, and he started it off with a conjunction, if my people, and that's personal because not only is it about to say something, but it's personally applied to each and every one who will hear and who will respond. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. When we think about this, we have a God speaking to a nation. We have a God who is speaking to a people who is and called special, a people who is called a royal priesthood, a people who is called peculiar. Yeah. And this people who he is speaking to is not us. They are the Jewish nation, for he was speaking to his people, people who he had selected as peculiar, royal priesthood, special. And he was directing a conversation to them. We have applied it to the contemporary church today because we've been grafted in because of what Christ has done at the completion of his earthly ministry as he died, suffered, and returned back to heaven and embraced something called grace for us. Not only is God in the lives of his people, but God is also persistent. God ain't gonna let you slip away from him because of his eternal love for us. We may argue, fuss, and fight, but God is drawing us into a unique position with him. Concerning what he requires of us for forgiveness and for restoration. Thank you, Sister Paula. For God is rich in mercy because of his unconditional love for mankind, which motivates him to offer salvation through Jesus Christ despite man's sin. So God knew the stuff that we would do in this life, but he was offering something for us so that we could be restored. Because in that 14th verse, that C part, we are told, if they do something,
God will do something for them. God's people is who he is talking to. If they turn from their wicked ways, then he said, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. But the conjunction said they must turn from their wicked ways. This sounds like repentance. There is restoration, and then there is repentance. To humbly submit yourself, humbly submit and repent of the things that you have done. When we think about it, it also sounds like we have benefits in having a relationship with the Lord, and when a people turn from their ways to him, we get the blessing. For God is a great benefactor who desired to give us all that we need in this world and in the world to come. So God will bless you now, but God will supernaturally bless you later in the world to come. Because God is a God who's blessing us in spite of the fact that we don't always act the way he desired for us to act. That word benefactor means a person who gives money or help to a person or to a cause. For God is able to grant us the desires of our heart. And the heart is the core. It is a reflection of who we are. What's your heart like? A heart says who we are and how we relate to not only one another, but how we relate to God as well. I wrestle with what God tells me because I want to make sure that God is speaking to me. And God said, I'll shake you if you don't hear me.
Come on.
And I have learned that as I get older, that God's word is more powerful than what's in me. I have learned that it is not about me. I have learned that it is about him. And all the things that we do in this life is designed to honor and glorify him. It ain't about getting pat on your backs. It is not by titles, nor position, nor authority. It is about honoring our Lord, our God, and our King, who is worthy of all praise, who is worthy of all honor, and who is worthy of all glory. When we get that concept, we get the blessing from the benefactor. And God is shaking us to a realization of who he is. Why? Because God loves us. And he has given so much. And all we have to do as believers is to believe what God said and have faith in God's word. So what is God's word? And John 1:1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. God gave us his Son, his one and only Son, as a love gift to the world so that mankind would be saved. Amen. And when we believe and have faith and place our faith in the Son of God and accept him as Lord and Savior, we will be saved. Our faith opens the door to receiving eternal life. For without faith, it is impossible to please
God.
Him. So not only does God have an expectation of us as believers, we have an expectation of.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.